Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters from across the world, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Since tomorrow it's going to be Eid of Ghadir, I would like to congratulate all our listeners on behalf of myself and our team here on IRIB English Radio for this Eid.
There was a colorful feeling around me, surrounding everywhere, as the smells from the kitchen filled my hunger, decorating the air. Soft-sounding spiritual songs had been turned and turned me on. As I dressed in my very best clothes, ready to ignite the dawn. It's that beautiful time where everything seems bright, every face is smiling, every corner has light, and there's a feeling inside that seems so right. Every eye is shining, every heart has sight. This is our Eid, let blessings increase. May our smiles and laughter never, ever, ever cease.
The 18th of Dhul-Hijjah marks one of the most significant days on the Islamic calendar. It was the Prophet's final Hajj pilgrimage, and as Muslims had concerns about successorship, the Prophet stopped at a place called Ghadir Khum and asked Muslims who had gone ahead to return and the rest to wait for those Muslims who had fallen behind. The Prophet had an important message to deliver. Prior to this event, a verse was revealed to the Prophet warning that if he does not deliver the message sent to the Muslims from God, it would be as if he hasn't been a prophet at all. Already you can feel the weight of the importance of this message. Although not for the first time, but it was on this day that one of the most explicit declarations of the Prophet about his successor was made. As the Muslims gathered around the Prophet, they listened to a lengthy sermon by the Prophet, talking about his authority over them and asking whether they confirm it, which they did. It was then that the Prophet, standing in front of the Muslims, took Ali's hand and pulled it over their head and announced, "Whosoever I am his Mawla, then Ali is his Mawla." Although like many other Arabic words, Mawla too has several meanings, but to the Shia, the context and the prelude to this declaration makes clear that the intention of Mawla meant master, an implication of Ali's successorship. He continued that he leaves behind two things, and they are attached together until the day of judgment, and they are the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. An allegiance ceremony followed where companions of the Prophet and Muslims pledged their loyalty to Ali, a clear demonstration of his successorship. To the Shia, Ghadir Khum marks the completion of the religion, the message that, if not delivered, would have been as if Muhammad was never a prophet. It was delivered, the message was delivered loud and clear. Today, we want to introduce a book about this auspicious event. Stay tuned.
قدیر ای سحر ای فروغ نظر قدیر ای هنر ای کمال بشر قدیر ای فلک ای دعای یسر فمن كنت مولاك تفسیر تو فهذا علی که تعبیر تو هیل سعادت که تقدیر تو
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We were talking about Ghadir Khum, a very significant day, perhaps the most significant day, on the Shia calendar. The book that we want to introduce to you today is called Verses of Ghadir, which you can download from al-islam.org. It's been produced by Al Mustafa Center for Islamic Researches and published by Ansarion Publications. It's an exegesis of the Quranic verses that point to the event of Ghadir Khum. The book has kindly been published for free on al-islam.org by Ansarion Publications, which has dedicated itself to translating and disseminating Islamic books in several languages for decades. They are a truly respected institution and offer any help that they can. So I have the book in front of me right now. It comes in 194 pages. It talks about the verses of Ghadir. It talks about the hadith of the 12th Imam, the origin of the word. It talks about models of the Holy Prophet's sermons in the farewell Hajj. It talks about the conveyance of our Prophet, the Quraysh, the clans of Quraysh. Suhail works for independence. The opinion agreeing the Ahlul Bayt's interpretation, and it talks about a lot of other things. The point here is that it goes in depth into the issue of Ghadir. Right, after the break, I'm going to be reading page 152 of this book, which is about Surah Ma'idah. You can download the book from al-islam.org and join us in the reading. The book is called Verses of Ghadir. Stay tuned, we will be back. Back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. We are going to read an excerpt from the book Verses of Ghadir, which has been published by Ansarion Publications. I'm going to move to page 152, which is about Surah Al-Ma'idah. Reference book of Hadith, Tafsir, and jurisprudence have proven that Surah of Al-Ma'idah was the final Quranic chapter and the verse of Ikmal al-Din, the perfection of the religion, which was revealed after sealing all the precepts, was the final Quranic text. Nevertheless, some Sahaba attempted to change this fact. It has been narrated on the authority of Ali ibn Ibrahim, on the authority of his father, that Imam Ja'far said, Almighty Allah has made the loyalty to Ali obligatory. He revealed, only Allah is your guardian and his messenger, and those who believe, those who keep prayers and pay the zakat while they bow. People did not know what the loyalty meant. Therefore, he ordered the Holy Prophet to explain it in the same way as he explained the obligatory prayer, zakat, fasting, and hajj. But because he feared lest people would apostatize from the religion or belie him, he supplicated to the Lord about it, and the Lord revealed, O Apostle, deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord, and if you do not do it, then you have not revealed his message, and Allah will protect you from the people. Immediately after that, he carried out his instruction. He called people to gather and convey the divinely commissioned leadership of Ali and ordered the attendants to carry it to the absent. That took place in Ghadir Khum.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Okay, that's all the time that I have. If you missed our program, no problem. You can download this book. It's called Verses of Ghadir from al-islam.org. And you can also download an archive of this episode or our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Till next week and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.